Missy, talk about that battle down the last 50.
Oh, so fun. I knew it was going to come down to that. I mean, after racing Federica for the past couple years, I know her last 25 is always just ridiculous. And that's how Katie is, too. I knew she was going to come back really strong. So I was honestly so excited about that race. I knew it was going to be so fun, and we were all going to get out there and just go after it. And that's what we did. So.
Do you almost feel like you are seeing yourself 2 years ago in Kenya?
Not really. Not at all, actually. I think Katie is just so uniquely her own individual. I mean, it's kind of similar to when, you know, a couple years ago when people were saying I was like Michael Phelps. I'm nothing like Michael, and Katie's nothing like me. You know, like, we're both so individual. We both have our own strengths, our own weaknesses. Well, I don't know if she has any weaknesses. If she does, we haven't seen them yet. But I'm so proud of her and the way she's been coming up and the way she's been handling everything. But she's just that. She's her own person, her own competitor, her own athlete.
I guess the similarity would be that back then you probably jumped in every time thinking, I can do a personal best. Why not?
Yeah, I can see that. I think everyone is like that, though, you know, at the beginning of their career and kind of coming up in international meets. And it's definitely a transition, for sure, you know, going through that. And it's kind of nice in a way, because when you do go a best time, you know, it really, really does mean something. So,
what advice do you have for her moving forward? Because
I don't know if she needs any. She seems to be doing just fine without it. Honestly, though, I mean, she's been doing incredible. And if she ever had any questions, I would be more than happy to give her answers. But I don't think she needs any. I think she's doing an amazing job on her own and with the help that she has around her right now, and it's just awesome to sit back and watch her go.
What about advice for yourself? I mean, this next, over the next year, what do you take out of this so far in terms of what you need to do?
There's a lot. I think especially the biggest advice I'm giving myself right now is taking it one thing at a time and really realizing that, you know, this meet, you know, will not matter come next summer. You know, that I'm here right now, I'm doing my best, I've done everything I could to prepare for this meet, and I'm going out there and racing my heart out every single time, and that's what I love to do. But based on my results on this meet, I know my times haven't been where I want them to be. It's not going to matter come next summer. I'm going to do what I will do this next year and be where I want to be come trials.
You had a much stronger showing today than yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Is it a matter of confidence? Is it just more comfortable freestyle? What is it?
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, I felt really good going into the 100 backstroke yesterday, and my speed just wasn't there. So, you know, you get out, you did your best, and you got to move on from that. So, but my 200s are feeling really, really good. So I'm really hoping this translates over to my 200 backstroke, and we'll see what happens for my 100 free tomorrow. That should be really tough and really fun as well. But one thing at a time.
Yeah. Missy, after that amazing 200 free you had at NCAAs, how did that affect you going forward into this summer season for the 200 free?
Yeah, well, it's kind of different because the 200 free short course is probably my favorite event, and the 200 free long course is my least favorite. So this past March, I was like, oh, okay, like, I kind of like it. Let's see what happens. And I grew to like it a lot more. I've had a lot of fun racing it, and normally it's probably one of my more nerve-wracking events, but I was barely even nervous for this. I was just excited to get out and race, and I think that gave me a lot of confidence, too. Yeah. Thanks, guys.